This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, Congress is set to vote on a bill that would require student borrowers to receive financial counseling each and every year. That means online or in-person sessions for any student with a federal loan or a Pell Grant. The proposal comes as student debt is topping $1.4 trillion and default rates keep growing. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Right now, students who get a federal loan have to complete an online financial counseling session when they enter college and when they graduate. Damon Jones at the University of Chicago says that counseling doesn't take a lot into account.
If you change your major or things change, or the economy changes, new information might be beneficial.
Annual counseling would cover topics like how interest accrues, budgeting, and the consequences of defaulting. That can haunt people for years, says Colleen Campbell at the Center for American Progress.
You could be prevented from getting a license in your occupation, which means that you can't get a job in your profession to pay off your student loan.
The average college graduate's debt load is $38,000. The risk of default, though, is much higher among students who drop out and actually owe much less. For them, says Campbell,
really what we need to be looking at is improving the technical aspects of the system, making repayment much more straightforward for borrowers and much more automatic.
Adding annual counseling, she says, could overwhelm students already feeling discouraged by their debt. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.